Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight's story was written by Delaney. Soon, we'll meet Kathy as she spends the day pottering about in her greenhouse, tending to her beloved flowers. It's satisfying work that always puts her in a good mood, and it's no wonder. Studies show that simply being in the presence of nature is good for us. For instance, being near trees reduces stress, improves our mood, and even boosts our immune system. Indoor plants have benefits too. Even a small potted plant can help to relieve stress and anxiety and give us a greater sense of well-being. So this story is the perfect accompaniment to a good night's sleep, and I'm pleased to say Arif will be reading it for us. So, let's prepare to listen with a few moments of mindfulness. Close your eyes, settle in, and allow your breathing to lengthen, enjoying the nourishment of the airflow as it comes and goes in and out of your body. As you begin to relax, try to picture a flower, plant, or tree in your imagination. It could be one in your house or garden, or in your local neighborhood or park. Try to picture it in as much detail as possible. The colors, the structure, and the shapes of the leaves or petals. Perhaps it has a particular scent that you can conjure in your mind right now as you breathe in nice and gently. Take a moment to appreciate this plant and all it does for you and for the world around you. It's a source of beauty, health, perhaps even a source of life or habitat for some of the smaller creatures living in your neighborhood. Watch it for a few more moments, appreciating this mindful experience. And give thanks to this special plant, flower, or tree. Let this feeling of peace and gratitude stay with you as you slowly drift off to sleep tonight. And in the meantime, I'll make way for Arif so we can begin our story and meet Kathy the flower farmer.
Crisp morning air seeped through Kathy's bedroom window, gently rousing her from a restful sleep. Her eyes opened slowly as the soft morning light filtered through her curtains, and she lingered in the glow of her sleep. She allowed herself a few delicious minutes in her warm bed, appreciating the coziness of a leisurely morning. Once she felt ready to greet the day, she sat up and shed the covers. Then she got out of bed and pulled on her favorite pair of work overalls. They were still splattered with mud from the day before. As Kathy went about the rest of her morning routine, her sleepiness faded and an eagerness took over. She was keen to start work in the greenhouse, where she tended to her small flower farming business. While making herself a cup of tea, she gazed out the foggy window into the gray, early morning light. It was the very beginning of spring, and although it was nice and warm in her little farmhouse, the condensation on the window pane promised a refreshingly chilly day. It was the perfect kind of day to spend in a greenhouse, and after a quick breakfast of oatmeal and berries, Kathy was ready to get started. Stepping outside, she took a moment to feel the spring air brush across her cheeks and the fresh feeling of the hazy fog on her skin. She sat on the edge of the porch and pulled on her work boots. Then she stood up and walked over to the chicken coop, which she had set up next to her house the year before. The small piece of land where her home, greenhouse, and garden beds were nestled felt incomplete without a few chickens. She loved always having fresh omelets and being able to share the eggs with her friends and family. The hens cooed quietly as she approached and bustled out of their coop into the run. Kathy sprinkled feed across the ground and smiled as she watched her chickens scurry around and excitedly peck at the seeds. Then she carefully stepped around her flock and into the coop. She peeked into the laying box and was delighted to find some gleaming fresh eggs. Plucking the eggs from their bed of hay, she gently laid them in the basket that she kept in the coop. Then, after quietly thanking the chickens for their gift, she walked the short distance back to her house, where she dropped the basket of eggs on her porch. With her chicken chores all taken care of, Kathy walked past the clucking and cooing flock of birds and down the gravel road that led to her humble little flower farm. She listened to the crunch of gravel beneath her feet, felt the whispering and lightly damp breeze on her face, and thought eagerly of the beautiful flowers and delicate seedlings that awaited her. This was one of her favorite times of year. The air felt sharp and refreshing due to the lingering remnants of winter. But a dribble of sunlight still poked through the clouds, promising that spring was near. The trek down to the greenhouse took several minutes, giving her the chance to enjoy the scenery. Her land was framed by rolling hills, coated in fields of dewy grass, which appeared hazy in the morning fog. A pleasantly earthy smell permeated the air. Kathy smiled when she heard the warbling chirping of the birds. This time of morning, the air was alive with birdsong from the trees around her house. She could hear the ethereal sound of wood thrushes and finches returning from their southward migrations. Another reminder that spring was on its way. Kathy had always been in awe of these small creatures and their ability to expertly navigate, flying thousands of miles every year. She was even a little surprised when they returned home to their breeding grounds each year. What made their migration so special was the fact that humans still didn't totally understand how they achieved this amazing feat. There were theories about the birds, involving their ability to sense magnetic fields and orient themselves using the sun and stars. But this behavior was one that humans might never truly understand. Kathy called out to the birds, welcoming them home. This was something she never would have done when she lived in the city. But knowing that she was the only person around for acres was freeing. It gave her the ability to talk to birds and animals without embarrassment. On her way to the greenhouse, she stopped to take a look at the garden beds, where she had planted bulbs of all different kinds in the fall. The light brown globes that she had tucked into the soil shortly before Halloween had grown into a delightful vision. Cup-shaped tulips, cheerful daffodils, and fragrant hyacinths were some of the first pops of color that emerged from the depths of winter. Seeing them always sparked a sense of hope and excitement in her. She looked forward to filling buckets with these flowers and using them to create bouquets later in the week. Kathy wasn't in any hurry, so she knelt down to admire the flowers, brushing her fingers across the velvety petal of a plum-colored tulip. Once she felt the moisture from the morning dew seeping through the knee of her overalls, she stood up and continued crunching down the gravel road. By the time she arrived at the greenhouse, the morning chill had turned the tips of her ears and nose pink. She took one last moment to appreciate the cool, crisp air before she opened the creaky wooden door of the greenhouse. A wave of warm, damp air washed over her as soon as she stepped inside, making her feel like she was in some exotic tropical land. Her shoulders had been scrunched up to her ears during her brisk walk. But as soon as she felt the inviting warm air, every muscle in her body relaxed. Once she acclimated herself to the temperature change, it was time for Kathy to get to work. It had been 3 years since she built this greenhouse, which was the center of her flower-growing business. She proudly looked around, admiring the fruits of her labor. Benches were covered in pots, which were filled with a variety of colorful flowers, stretching all the way to the back of the greenhouse. Some of the plants were already full grown and in bloom, petunias, pansies, and more. The rest of the plants were still young and fragile. They were flats of seedlings that she had sowed earlier that year, which would still need quite a bit more love and care before they would be ready to bloom. Kathy decided to start with the seedlings today. Walking along the narrow aisles, she gently ran her hand over the small, delicate plants. They were nothing more than sprouts with fresh green leaves that promised to grow into beautiful flowers. Kathy picked up a flat of nasturtium seedlings and carried it over to her potting bench, which was coated in a layer of chipped green paint. After setting the flat on the potted bench, she grabbed her worn denim apron and fastened it around her waist. She found her trusty pruning clippers and stuck them into the harness that was secured to the pocket of her apron. And then she got to work. Her first task of the day was to transplant the seedlings into small plastic pots to give them more room to grow. She dumped a mound of potting soil onto the bench and ran her fingers through the earthy mixture, finding clumps and breaking them up. Once it was nice and smooth, she pulled out a stack of pots from under the potting bench and began packing them with soil. After filling each pot, Kathy gingerly removed one tiny seedling from the flat and gently placed it in the center, patting the soil around the plant. She quietly wished each plant good luck and urged them to grow big and strong. Once she had filled a tray with seedlings, she unwound the hose and pulled it over to the potting bench. Then she turned the water on to just a trickle and ran it over the freshly potted plants, being careful not to disturb the seedlings. Kathy knew the importance of watering plants as soon as they were potted. Saturating the soil helped it settle around the roots, removing any air pockets that could interrupt the plant's ability to draw nutrients and moisture from the dirt. After finishing up the flat of nasturtium seedlings, Kathy wiped her dirt-coated hands on the seat of her overalls. She placed the tray of freshly potted plants on one of the benches and smiled to herself as she thought about the spicy orange flowers that were soon to come. In her first season as a flower farmer, Kathy had grown nasturtiums because she was drawn to their cheerful blooms and unusual round leaves. They made for lovely hanging baskets and additions to her bouquets. But after a fellow farmer cued her into the edibility of the flowers, she had to stop herself from plucking off every bloom and popping them in her mouth while she worked. She was impressed by the plant's versatility and looked forward to selling the nasturtiums at the farmer's market next month. Her customers would enjoy the beauty of the plant, as well as the sharp flavor of their vibrant flowers. As Kathy walked by a tall stand of milkweed flowers, she paused. Wiggling orange aphids coated the stalk of the plant. These parasitic pests were like little vampires, sucking the sweet substance known as phloem sap. As Kathy looked closer, she noticed a small swarm of black ants. They were scuttling across the aphids that were clinging to the plant. Kathy remembered learning about this phenomenon in the insect science course that she took in college. She had been fascinated by the symbiotic relationship that existed between aphids and ants. Aphids produce a sugary, liquid waste product called honeydew that certain species of ants feed off. The ants tap the aphids with their antennae to extract honeydew. It's almost like milking a cow. To return the favor for the sweet snack, ants protect aphid colonies from other insect predators. Despite their interesting behavior, aphids are bad news for a flower farmer. Plants can be damaged if aphids suck out too much of their phloem sap. Kathy made a mental note to order some ladybugs and release them into the greenhouse. They were a predator of aphids, and using them as a form of natural insecticide was a well-known trick among farmers and gardeners. Kathy had learned a lot from chatting with vendors in neighboring booths at the farmer's market. She had battled many aphid attacks in her time as a flower farmer, and always fought back by purchasing a colony of ladybugs online. When the voracious insects arrived in a cardboard box poked with holes, she let them make themselves at home among her plants. She had been surprised to learn that these adorable bugs kept her plants safe by eating up to 50 aphids a day. Being a flower farmer was full of surprises. A few months after she set her first swarm of ladybugs loose in the greenhouse, she had been intrigued by another finding. A new kind of pest was crawling around her plants. The unfamiliar bugs were spiky and shaped like tiny alligators. She snapped a picture of the odd-looking insect and showed it to one of the more experienced farmers at the market. She didn't know why he was laughing until he told her that the bug in the photo was actually a ladybug larva. He assured her that they were not a danger to her flowers and were in fact quite beneficial. Kathy learned that in their month-long lifespan, each ladybug larva would eat up to 400 of the aphids that were on her plants. The veteran farmer explained that the larvae were just one step in the ladybug's multi-stage metamorphosis. The ladybugs that Kathy had liberated in her greenhouse had laid eggs on the undersides of leaves. This cluster of oblong orange eggs had then hatched into larvae. Kathy had been relieved to learn that the strange-looking larvae wouldn't stick around her greenhouse for much longer. Within a month, they adhered themselves to the tops of leaves as they entered their pupa phase. The ladybug pupa were completely still as they devoted all of their energy into transforming into their adult forms. Within a couple of weeks, her greenhouse was flooded with a fresh batch of red and black ladybugs. After her brief reverie, Kathy returned to work. It was time for her to do some weeding. Plucking out young plants always made her feel a little bit sad. But she knew that it was necessary to remove weeds to prevent them from competing with her beloved flowers. She grabbed a bucket and started walking up and down the aisles between the benches, checking each pot for uninvited sprouts and carefully removing them. This task required little thought and left her mind free to wander. As she strolled through the greenhouse, she thought about her future plans for each plant. She imagined how beautiful the little seedlings would be once they grew bigger and stronger, and how nice they would look at her farmer's market booth. As she passed the pots containing the tall, showy flowers, she looked forward to cutting the stems to use in the bouquets. She would sell them to brides for their wedding days and to customers who wanted to get their mom something special for Mother's Day. Kathy was lifted out of her trance when she spotted Beans, the sleek black greenhouse cat, prowling among the geraniums. Beans had appeared one day the previous year and made herself right at home in the greenhouse. She loved to lounge on the sun-warmed benches, nibble on the catnip plants, and chase the lizards that had also made a home in the greenhouse. Kathy thought about how nice it must be to be a cat living a life of such quiet and cozy luxury. She put down her weeding bucket and refilled the bowl of cat food that she kept for Beans. When the cat pranced over to have her snack, Kathy took a break from her work. She sat on the gravel and scratched the cat behind her ears while she purred and chomped. Kathy finished up weeding for the day and moved on to watering the plants. This was another task that she found to be very soothing. It required little thought, but allowed her to feel a sense of nurturing. She unraveled the hose and dragged it behind her as she drenched each pot with water. The feeling of the cool water dripping down the hose and onto her hands felt very refreshing. She breathed in the earthy and faintly floral scent that permeated the greenhouse, appreciating the familiar and comforting smells. As she watered, She admired the variety of colors that filled the greenhouse, some vibrant and others a softer pastel shade. All the different colors made her think of the assortment of pollinators that the plants relied on to help spread their pollen from one plant to another. She had learned about pollination in the insect science class that she'd taken. Pollinating insects were attracted to specific colors and favored certain flowers based on their shade. Kathy knew that bees were most attracted to purple and blue flowers, like forget-me-nots and black-eyed Susans, while butterflies were drawn to orange, red, and yellow flowers, like marigolds and yarrow. Being nocturnal, moths tended to favor white flowers that were more visible in the dark, such as gardenias. Kathy had enjoyed learning about the mutually beneficial relationship that plants and pollinators share. The insects would receive a nectar reward in exchange for their distribution of the plant's pollen. To Kathy, this made the natural world seem harmonious and well-designed. As she passed by a cluster of purple coneflowers, Kathy envisioned a pudgy bumblebee sniffing out the flower's sweet nectar. After locating the source of the sugary scent, the bee would get to work, slurping nectar from the center of the flower. While crawling across the bloom, the insect's abdomen would become coated in powdery yellow pollen. The next coneflower that the bumblebee visited would eagerly accept the pollen stuck to the bug's body. The pollen would then adhere to the sticky globe located in the center of the flower, known as the stigma. By transferring pollen from one coneflower to another, the bumblebee would jumpstart the fertilization. Thanks to this unwitting helper, the flower would be able to develop seeds. As the water from the hose drenched a pot filled with multicolored pansies, Kathy admired the dark markings on the other two lower petals. She knew that these lines were called nectar guides and would help direct pollinators towards the pollen and nectar in the center of the flower. Sometimes, the scent of the nectar wasn't enough to draw the insect to their sugary snack and the powdery pollen. Kathy pictured a butterfly steadily flapping its intricate wings on the hunt for something to eat. The butterfly would be attracted to the pansy flower by the scent. But when it approached the flower, it might need a little extra direction. Following the lines on the lower petals would lead the insect to the center of the flower. The butterfly would unfurl its long tongue and use it like a straw to sip nectar, as yellow granules attached themselves to its body. With any luck, these hitchhiking pollen grains would find their way to the stigma of another flower. Once all the pots of soil were thoroughly drenched, Kathy came out of her pollination daydream. She turned off the water and wound the hose back up. Her next task was to remove old blooms from the plants, a practice often known as deadheading. after a plant has been deadheaded, more energy can be channeled into the growth of the new flowers and the buds that have yet to open, making the plant healthier and more beautiful. Kathy set about her deadheading duty, walking up and down the aisles and examining each plant. When she came across a bloom that was past its prime, she took her clippers from their holster and snipped them clean off. She felt that the flowers still deserved the chance to be appreciated despite their aging appearance. So she used each dead-headed flower to adorn her hair and clothing. She tucked wilting petunias behind her ears, slipped pansy blooms into her hair barrette, letting them intertwine with her curls, and filled the bib of her overalls with clippings. By the time she was finished, Kathy was decked out in an assortment of blossoms, and she felt like a flower fairy. As she was finishing up, she heard a knock on the door. She remembered that she had invited a customer to the greenhouse to pick up a bouquet that afternoon. Kathy felt a little silly answering the door covered in flowers. But her embarrassment evaporated when the customer's face lit up at the sight of her favorite local farmer, fully adorned with blossoms. The customer was one of her regulars who lived in the next town over, but she always made a special trip to procure flowers from Kathy's unmatched greenhouse and garden. The two women chatted for a few minutes before Kathy got to work creating the flower arrangement. Kathy urged her customer to look around and enjoy the greenhouse while she worked, and promised to be back with her shortly. Her fingers tingled as she set out to cut some blooms for the bouquet, one of her favorite tasks. She wandered through the greenhouse, selecting the best-looking flowers she could find and snipping each one at the base. She then popped outside and walked the short distance to the flower beds to gather a few sunny daffodils. Once she had collected a handful of glorious blooms, Kathy made her way next door to her small work studio. After setting the flowers in a bucket of water, she began prepping them by stripping the leaves from the bottom half of each stalk. She then cut each stem at a clean 45-degree angle. This was a trick she had learned that helped keep cut flowers fresher for longer. She worked deftly, placing the flowers in a mason jar vase and arranging them in a way that showcased the beauty of each blossom. The full purple anemones were the focal point of the arrangement and were complemented by a variety of smaller, airier flowers. The bouquet was made complete by the addition of some greenery that Kathy expertly added to the vase, letting it spill over the sides. When she was finished, Kathy stepped back and took a moment to admire her handiwork. She turned the vase slowly, making sure that it was just as beautiful from all angles. She then added the final touch, a bow made from a strip of burlap that she tied around the lip of the mason jar, giving it a rustic finish. Feeling proud of her work, Kathy stepped out of her studio and back into the greenhouse. The customer looked up from the delicate forget-me-nots that she had been admiring and smiled when she saw Kathy's creation. As always, she was very pleased with Kathy's work and looked forward to the flower arrangement brightening up her dining room. After complimenting her talent and the beauty of the flowers, the customer paid for her bouquet and left the greenhouse. Kathy heard her open and close her car door and crunch back down the gravel as she drove away. Alone again in her quiet greenhouse, Kathy decided it was time for a break. She sat on the stool next to the potting bench and took a few refreshing sips from her water bottle. After briefly being out of the greenhouse, she was happy to be back inside and feel the damp warmth that held the scent of flowers and dirt. She closed her eyes for a few moments as she let herself relax and reset. Taking a granola bar from the pocket of her overalls, she enjoyed her sweet, crunchy snack while resting on the stool. As she munched, she was delighted to hear the faint pitter-patter of light rain on the roof of the greenhouse. Knowing that she was protected from the rain that drizzled on the fiberglass panels made her feel warm and safe. Feeling rejuvenated from her break, Kathy was ready to dive back into her work. The last thing she had to do for the day was to repot some of the larger plants. They were beginning to outgrow their pots. The plants in the greenhouse were well cared for and grew quickly, and it was important that they were placed in pots that were big enough to accommodate their root systems. Kathy selected an armload of plants, which she could tell were ready to be moved up into a larger sized pot, and brought them back to the potting bench. She started with a cardinal flower that boasted some of the brightest red blooms that nature can make. Removing a plant from its pot without accidentally snapping off a branch or damaging a bloom could be a bit of a challenge. Luckily, Kathy had gained a lot of practice in her years as a flower farmer and was able to wiggle and tug the plant out of its pot with no casualties. The roots were healthy and thick and had become bound into the shape of the pot. Kathy detangled the roots with her fingers before placing the plant in a larger pot. Then she filled the pot with soil, which she padded into place. She repeated this act with the rest of the plants she had pulled from the benches, and she finished up by giving the soil in each pot a good soak using the hose. She knew that the plants now had plenty of room to grow and would soon sprout even taller and become even fuller. After returning the repotted plants to their places on the bench, Kathy decided that she had done enough work for that day. She wiped her dirty hands on her apron before taking it off and hanging it on the edge of the potting bench. She then took one last appreciative look around the greenhouse, which was filled with the evidence of her hard work, before stepping back out into the cool spring air. Kathy moseyed back up the gravel drive towards her house, gazing at the fields and feeling the little bit of warmth from the sun that cut through the cold air. It was no longer raining, but the faint smell of rain on grass and gravel lingered. When Kathy arrived back at her house, she sat on the porch to remove her muddy work boots and set them outside the door, before opening the creaky wooden door that could use a new coat of red paint. She grabbed the basket of eggs that she had collected earlier. Once she had taken the eggs out of the basket and placed them in a bowl in the fridge, she felt satisfied knowing that there was nothing else she had to do that day. The rest of the afternoon and evening lay empty and unplanned ahead of her. Eager to relax in her cozy farmhouse after the hours she had spent working, Kathy stepped out of her overalls and she slipped into a pair of soft sweatpants and a well-worn t-shirt. Then she placed the kettle on the stove and waited to hear the piping whistle before she poured herself a cup of tea. The cool air from outside had made its way into the house, so she began piling logs and kindling into her wood-burning stove. She then lit a long match and tossed it into the stove, before jostling the logs with the fire poker until small flames began to crackle and pop. Settling into her plush couch, Kathy wrapped her hands around the cup of tea, allowing the warmth to soak into her fingers. She sipped her tea and enjoyed the silence, which was occasionally punctuated by the clucks of the chickens in the coop outside and the faint crackling of the fire. The warmth from the stove began to fill the living room, making the house feel even cozier. Feeling content with her day of work, Kathy lay back on the couch, pulling her favorite quilt up to her chin. A soft smile spread across her lips as she thought about her flowers and all the other plants that she would tend to in the coming months. She allowed her eyes to close, and she envisioned her farmer's market stand with terracotta pots bursting with plants in bloom, and buckets filled with cut flowers and bouquets. She hadn't been planning on taking a post-work nap, but as she sank even deeper into the couch, the tea warmed her from the inside out, and the comforting smell of wood smoke filled the house. And she found herself drifting off into an effortless and inevitable sleep.